People in Southampton will be cycling naked next month to protest about our dependency on oil. The World Naked Bike Ride also raises other issues like the vulnerability of cyclists. It takes part in dozens of cities worldwide. Peter Belazer-Smith is taking part in the Southampton event.
If we were to do an event to raise awareness and we weren't naked, people would pay a small amount of attention. But, you know, people would pay an awful lot of attention if you do something with no clothes on.
We'll be hearing from Sandra Gidley in the next hour of the show as well, MP Sandra Gidley, on the subject. It is just coming up to 7:15. The travel team are in place. Just a quick one, you two. If the cause was justified, would you ride naked on a bike, Jeff Allen?
Yes, I would, but the I would.
Right.
But the saddle, a bit unhygienic,
okay,
isn't it?
Judy?
It would be hard to think of the justified enough cause.
Well, you've got a lot to learn in the next few minutes.
Yeah, I shall be very interested.
Someone who is angry about naked cycling.
Yeah, because Charlie and I are doing the cycle ride through Southampton in a couple of weeks' time, and for a horrible moment we thought, oh, are we going on that one?
Well, we'll only be allowed on
different.
It. Good. Well, I'll tell you what, Judy, nice to have you back. Let's have you first, shall we?
BBC Radio Solent.
With Adam Blackmore. BBC Radio
Solent. Now, do you dare to bear a protest with the difference is happening next week in Southampton and around the world? And I'd be interested to hear what you think of this as well. You may have as strong an opinion on what I'm about to talk about as Jenny Desnett. Naked bike riding. Bikers across the planet are bearing all in the name of the planet to protest against oil dependency and to highlight the vulnerability of cyclists on the road. It means that at 6:30 on Friday the 8th of June, bike riders can meet at the Common in Southampton and bear as much as they dare before cycling for about an hour around the city. Now, as I said earlier, Jenny Desnett is not very happy about this, and she joins me now. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Why are you so cross about this activity?
Well, I think it's just totally disgusting. The moral situation in Southampton is pretty desperate anyway, but then when we're just allowing people to cycle around, even down through the city centre, with no clothes on, I think this is just feeding the minds of the perverts and the sickos, you know.
Did you think it's not good to do it for to highlight a cause, or do you think the cause they're highlighting isn't? Do you think they're not going to make any difference, and therefore they're just using it as an excuse? What do you think about the cause?
I definitely think it's just an excuse. I don't think it's anything to do with the cause at all. What is it really saying? I mean, if cyclists are going naked because of road safety and bring on the issues of the cyclist on the road, well, I mean, they're putting themselves in danger anyway. If one of them falls off, they're going to have quite a few problems, aren't they?
Well, I know what you're saying. If they are actually highlighting danger on the road, they're going to hurt themselves more with no clothes on than they would protected.
Exactly. And also with the global warming. I mean, you know, this has absolutely nothing to do with global warming.
Well, what about what you can do about it, Jenny? I mean, you're obviously vexed about it. Vexed because of the decency element of it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they can cycle around with all their clothes on as many times as they like. That doesn't worry me. But, I mean, if you think of the people that are probably going to see them, I mean, okay, I found out about it through the Echo and the internet. Mm-hmm. But what about the people that haven't read the Echo and they suddenly come across, a band of people riding naked? You know, do you think that's the sort of thing, the image we want to give of people in Southampton?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jenny, stay there, because we went out onto the streets of the city yesterday afternoon to see what other members of the public thought about it. Let's have a listen.
No, I wouldn't be offended by naked cyclists.
No, I wouldn't be offended by naked cycling. I might even join in.
What do they look like? No. Not really. If they want to do it, they want to do it.
You know, I think it's not fair because, you know, always people put clothes and I don't think so somebody liked them. Must be have some place. If some people like it, take off clothes and enjoying himself, go for one place. No, with us.
No, I'm not offended by naked cyclists. Not at all, no.
So, Jenny, aren't you being unreasonable? What's wrong with the naked body?
Absolutely nothing's wrong with the naked body. I think as the Bible says, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. But, you know, that doesn't mean to say we've got to flaunt it in front of everybody, regardless of whether they want to see it or not, you know? There are no standards here, are there?
Well, it's an interesting point you raise, Jenny, and I'll be interested to see what other people think. I mean, do you want your children to see people riding around the city of Southampton naked? I'm sure some people wouldn't.
I personally think it's... a few years ago, it would have been classed as something illegal to expose yourself in any way, even topless on the beach, you know. This was a big deal. But now, the police are saying there's absolutely nothing they can do about it. It's perfectly legal. Now, are we going to have the whole of Southampton riding around naked and the police doing nothing?
Well, Jenny, you've posed the question and you've made your point well. Thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Nice to speak to you. Jenny Desnett, who is a newsmaker from Southampton, who's angry about the naked cycle. Well, we'll hear the other side of the coin after the sport with Chris in just a second. What do you think? 0845 3030 961. Is Jenny being too prim and proper about it all? Or is she absolutely right? Should we want people cycling naked around the streets? Because we are going to go straight back to talk about the naked bike ride planned in Southampton. Now, we heard Jenny Desnett earlier unhappy about it. Let's speak to Hannah from Southampton. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Jenny says you're feeding the minds of the perverse and the sick, I think was something similar to what she said. What do you think of that?
Well, last year I took part in the naked bike ride, which is obviously where I'm able to discuss it now. And I have to say that people in Southampton weren't particularly offended by what we were doing. In fact, in the most case, the bike ride actually grew from being about 100 people taking part to being about 150 as we went round the ride. In one particularly memorable moment, we went past a skate park and suddenly turned around to realise we had 20 skaters following us. So it's not something that people are offended by. And the fact that we're talking about this now and the fact that we're talking about green issues showed that it had an impact. You know, people are willing to discuss cycling, and, you know, cycling and green issues are kind of normally pushed under the carpet. It's kind of not unpolitically correct or anything, but people get a bit bored by it. And it's just kind of an issue that, you know, keeps it in the public eye, and it's quite a fun thing to do.
Do you think to get the publicity you think it deserves, you have to do something extreme? Because more and more we see different... protest groups, different organisations getting publicity by having to do extreme things. Do you think you're competing in a market that makes you do that?
I think that it's a bit of a not. Sorry, start again. I don't think it's us doing something particularly extreme in the sense that because it's nude, therefore it's completely scandalous and everybody must, you know, be naked and is terrible and things like that. But yeah, I think you're right. You know, there are a lot of different people wanting to talk about green issues, but it's not getting the public's attention. And especially with cycling in Southampton, you know, Southampton is quite lucky in the sense that we do have quite a number of cycling routes. And I know as a result of the ride last year, a number of people who went on the ride with me are using their bikes much more because it's not really promoted in the city. The ride we did took in quite a number of the best aspects of the city. You know, we went right down the central high street and all over the city, and it was great, and people were enjoying it, and it was good fun.
Does it not matter, though, that some people will be offended by seeing, or they might be walking through the park with their children or something, they might not want them to see naked adults riding around? Does that not worry you?
I have to say that last year we did go past Main Park in Southampton, on Southampton City Common, and there wasn't any comments in the Daily Echo afterwards or on any of the cycling forums that obviously the ride's organised through, or anywhere really about people being upset about seeing the naked body. I mean, if you go on holiday to any European beach in France, it's perfectly normal for people to sunbathe topless. And, you know, you might take your kids on holiday and they might see a naked body there and it wouldn't cause an issue. It's not like we're not suddenly saying everybody should get on their bikes, be naked and ride around naked in Southampton for the entire year. Mm. You know, it's a one day thing, and it's something that is public, so people do know about it. It is, like the lady mentioned, it is put in the Echo and it is put all over the internet. Yeah.
And so on BBC Radio Solent as well,
indeed,
obviously.
Indeed, and on BBC Radio Solent. In fact, would you like to do it this year?
I don't think I should. I might end up on my own. Okay, Hannah, it's a very nice offer of you. Thank you. My wife will be laughing her head off sat at home now. I appreciate your cause. Had I've put you on the radio, that's not bad. That's my contribution, okay?
Oh, well, you'd be surprised the number of people that took part. I mean, the bit I found funniest last year was that there was obviously quite a lot of students who took part because it's kind of, you know, a small student sort of thing to do.
Yeah.
But there were loads of naturists who turned up from, you know, Portsmouth and Eastleigh, and they weren't like 20-year-old, 30-year-old naked people. They were in their 60s and 70s, and they were quite happy and accepting of their bodies. So,
Hannah, you've made your argument very well. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
And it's, you know, obviously you're going to take part again this time round.
I would like to, but unfortunately I've already booked my holiday, so I can't make Southampton one.
That's the excuse I should have given you.
Indeed, but there is obviously there's events in Bournemouth and there's the National Bike Ride in London, and it's an international event, so if you do a little bit of research, it's in Sydney and New York and Paris, it's all over the place. So
good luck with them.
Take another ride.
And have a nice holiday.
Thank you.
Keep your clothes on. Right, Hannah from Southampton took part last week. Thank you, Hannah, in the Naked Ride. There you go. You may have different views. She makes it sound all very normal, but are you like Jenny? Do you think it's wrong? It is 7:30. It's a long time since a woman asked me to take my clothes off, that's for sure. BBC Radio
Songland. What's happening where you are?
What's happening where you are?
Let's go back to the phone lines then. Say good morning to Dorothy in Highcliffe. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Adam.
Good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. Now, last year, I like this, you were driving behind the naked cyclists.
Yes, I was.
Dorothy.
A dozen of them. And we were going up a slight incline with a bend.
Oh,
and
no.
I couldn't overtake them, but all of a sudden they stood up to get, you know, more speed on and whatever. Unfortunately, I had nobody with me to take a photograph of it, but it made me laugh for, well, days.
I was just worried about you going up a slight incline with a bend, to be honest.
I could not get round the, you know, the round them at all. And it was such a laugh. It really was.
Now, were you offended?
Not at all. It was a laugh, and I thought, well, good on them to be able to do it.
Oh dear, I think that's great, you know, Dorothy. Fantastic.
It's
like you said,
a picture to behold.
Well, I should imagine it was, yes. Not a pretty sight.
No, not at all.
On those occasions, you wish it was some sort of model shoot. Instead, you get real people with real bodies.
That's right, that's right.
Not quite the same, is it?
You couldn't airbrush anything out.
Well, Dorothy, thank you for sharing that with us. That's good fun. Good on you. So there's the moral for the day. Don't drive behind the naked cyclists. That's from Dorothy. Now, I think Dawn in Ryde might have a different opinion. Dawn, good morning to you.
Hello, Adam. Yes, I have.
Come on then, Dawn, because I think you're on Jenny's side, aren't you?
I am indeed. I do think morals have got lower and lower. Mm. And all sense of decency. And it's getting worse.
Do you think people are just using it as an excuse to be flagrant with the law?
I wouldn't say that, no. I don't know why they do it. I don't know them. Not to be flagrant with the law, but that guy said, didn't he, that would have been indecent exposure.
Absolutely. So, I mean, they are sort of using their cause as an excuse for parading themselves, aren't they?
I did say to your lady that old Mary Whitehouse had a hard time, and since she's went, we've had nobody to like her to, you know.
Do you know what's interesting? At the time when she was saying it, people thought she was extreme. Now there would be a lot of people who would say, I wish they'd listened to her more.
Well, I agree. I think there's something on the telly about her, isn't there, this week? A story about Mary Whitehouse. But she did have a hard time, but I agree with what she said.
She's just part of the slippery slope of our social standards, do you really?
Yes, I do. It's very sad. I think our bodies are beautiful. I'm a Christian, and they were made by God, but I think we should have respect for them. And I don't think that riding around in a public place on a bike is having any self-respect, quite honestly.
There you go. You've spoken well, Dawn. Thank you very much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you, Adam.
Nice to talk to you. Good. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Dawn in Ryde. So there we go. And also, Stuart in Chandler's Ford would agree with her. The problem with taking your clothes off in public, he says, is you cannot The law is the law. Find another way within our law or face prosecution. Stuart, strong stuff. Thank you. 07786 200 961 is the text number that Stuart used, of course. And 0845 30 30 961 on the phones. Nice to have two calls with great variety from Dorothy to Dawn. Okay, 17 minutes past 8, it's just coming up to BBC Radio Solent breakfast time. A very good morning to you if you're just joining us. You've missed quite a lot this morning, that's for sure. One of the subjects which has been keeping people very interested this morning is the subject of the Naked Bike Ride, which is being organised across the planet, I should say, one of which will be in Southampton. Now, that's coming up, and it's a protest, really, about oil dependency. Not oil prices, oil dependency, i.e. the machines that are driving the oil forward, as it were. Now, a group of cyclists from Southampton, as I say, around the world, they'll demonstrate the vulnerability of cyclists on the road, as well as highlighting the oil dependency issue. The protest is slightly different. The organisers are telling participants to dare to be bare. Now, one man who will be as naked as a jaybird is Peter Belay-Smith. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Why do you need to cycle in the nude?
It really is... I mean, I've listened to the opinions of your other callers in this morning about the fact that, you know, it's unnecessary or whatever. If you... I mean, and specifically the point of the fact that if you're naked on the bike, highlighting the vulnerability of the cyclist, then we're putting ourselves even at even more risk. Well, that's half the point. If you see a whole load of cyclists naked, you're going to take a lot more care of them on the road, and you're also going to be much more aware of them, which is really what we're doing. We're trying to make people much more aware of the cyclists on the roads as it is at the moment,
okay,
even when they're not naked.
Peter, listen to what Jenny said just quickly in the last hour. Hold on there.
Well, I think it's just totally disgusting. The moral situation in Southampton is pretty desperate anyway, but then when we're just allowing people to cycle around, even down through the city centre with no clothes on, I think this is just feeding the minds of the perverts and the sickos, you know?
Well, what do you think of that?
I take a little bit of objection that she finds it actually perverted or sick in just being naked. You know, there's nothing innately sexual about being naked. There's nothing innately perverted about being naked. I mean, it's how we're born. I noticed you said she was a Christian. If you want to celebrate God's finest creation, as in man, who is shaped, after all, in his own image, then what better way to do that than in the nude? I don't find that it's actually offensive.
No. A lot of people have said to us that, on the text that I've been reading out, of course, talking about the legal angle, whether it is legal to walking around in public naked, and of course the Naked Rambler was mentioned as an interesting comparison. What do you know or aware of about the law concerning riding naked around Southampton?
Now, I had a look at the law yesterday, just and actually there is a website for the Naked Bike Ride, which is www.worldnakedbikeride.org, /UK/Southampton, if you want to go and check out on that. That'll give you more information on the ride. But there is a link there to the relevant pages of the law. I may get this slightly incorrect, but this is just me
remembering. Go for it.
Firstly, it's not an offence just to be naked, because to be causing indecent exposure, you have to be A, naked, and B, intending to cause offence,
right,
and actually be lewd or inappropriate.
Okay.
And as we're just going to be getting on our bikes in a very light-hearted manner and cycling around, making lots of noise with our bells and our horns, then, you know, there's no intent there. And
no.
As such, the police last year had no problem with this.
And you don't have to be naked to join in, do you? If you're a cyclist who just has a strong view on all this and may want to raise the awareness of you on the roads as well as the oil dependency, you can come in whatever you like, can't you?
Absolutely. I mean, as we say, it's a dare to be bare policy. So
okay.
If you want to come along wearing a bikini or shorts or just a you know, if you just want to show solidarity with any of the causes, I mean, there's protest against the car culture that we have in this country, against the world, the oil dependency you mentioned, there's a celebration of the bicycle, there's the celebrating the power and individuality of the human body. I mean, the fact that a lot of people have got such low self-esteem down to the pervasive media in this country saying you have to look like a supermodel.
Well, that's almost another issue altogether, isn't it? I mean, you could protest about that.
Exactly. I mean,
okay, Peter, hold on there, because Hold on there, mate, because Talia is in the studio with some of our callers this morning we've had. Listen out for this.
Yes, David in Wimborne, he says that there's a safety aspect. People driving their cars might be distracted and crashed by people driving naked. Okay. You know, it's a valid point. Fred in Fareham, we come into the world with nothing on and it makes no difference to him whatsoever.
Right.
We've had a lot of people, Graham in Gosport, Jean in Millbrook, to name but a few, talking about the naked rambler and what's the difference between him rambling naked, and he gets arrested all the time.
Sounds like he was unlucky to me.
Yes. And Dennis in Havant says he was in London and recently caught a naked bike ride there. There was about 1,000 of them. The onlookers were thoroughly entertained by it. Not all were totally naked, he wanted to point out. Some were scantily clad, but some had body paint on them as well. Dennis caught it by accident but wasn't offended at all, and he pointed out that the police were escorting the cyclist drowned as well.
Okay.
And Doreen in New Milton has called to say that it's quite unnecessary to cycle naked and it's unfair to children.
Oh, there we go. Peter, a nice mix there for you, really.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of support.
I took part in the London ride as well, and yep, was covered in body paint, you know, and over 1,000 people.
What about the children thing? That's the one thing I think is interesting. If you were a 5-year-old and you suddenly copped all these naked bodies going past on the bike, would you think, if you were a mother, would you think, hang on a sec, my 5-year-old shouldn't be seeing that?
Why shouldn't they? I mean, what's wrong with the naked form?
Well, I don't know, but they would say they've got as much right to choose not to as too.
Sorry?
They would say they've got a right to walk through the park with their children and decide that they don't want them to see it as much as you have that they should.
Well, maybe take it as a learning point. Maybe give them say to them why these people are doing this, the fact that they're protesting against the, you know, can take. Mm. It's not. There's nothing innately perverted or wrong about the naked body, and I think that this culture is far too repressed and prudish, and I think that possibly...
Peter, you've spoken well about your subject, and I tell you what, you're going to enjoy yourself, I know that.
I very much am, and by the way, can I just say that it's Friday the 6th of June. You mentioned it was Friday the 8th.
Oh, sorry.
We've also got a Facebook group if people want to come along and join.
We'll call that a typo. We call that a typo. Friday the 6th of June it is. Yep. Definitely the Friday. Peter, thank you for coming on the show this morning and fronting up to that, if that's the right phrase.